tell me a little bit about your new book, A Day in Boyland.
A Day in Boyland just came out this year from Ghost Road Press, which is a small press in Denver. It's a collection of poems, my first full-length collection. I've had some chapbooks in the past. It goes from poems about having crushes on boys when you're a kid, getting your heart broken, dating, falling in love, getting your heart broken again, to marriage, wedding, marriage, getting pregnant, having a baby, being a mother.
So it's a life in Boyland.
Yeah, that could work. From one kind of Boyland to another kind, I think.
You are also a librarian and a special collections librarian. How do you see the connection between your writing and being a librarian?
I think being a librarian is a great job for anybody who does any kind of creative work, writing, being a painter, being an artist, doing a zine, anything like that, because you're working all day with books, in my case, books as objects, so not just the text of the book, but the physical object of the book, thinking about the paper it's made of, the binding that's on it. So you have this mental engagement with what you're doing all day, helping researchers in my case, but when I go home, I'm off the clock and I can do my other stuff without feeling like I'm somehow not doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
So it's your superhero job, whereas your
yes,
your day job
that's
is your,
right.
your
that's
Clark,
right. And then I go
Clark
into
Kent
the
job.
Phone yeah. booth and yes exactly.
Poetry superhero. How did you get into writing and how would you characterize the kind of poetry that you write?
Well, the first poem I ever wrote, I was 9 years old, my hamster died, and we had a visiting poet at my elementary school. Her name was Judith Kitchen. This was in Rochester, New York. And she was just terrific. She was very, very welcoming, very expansive about poetry, which I think is how all my favorite poetry teachers have been. Very much, you can write whatever you want. That's what poetry is all about. I loved that poetry workshop in elementary school and started writing then and kept writing from then on. I think I read Harriet the Spy around that same time, and Harriet the Spy kept this notebook where she wrote all her feelings and her thoughts, and I started doing the same thing, along with several friends, and the other friends kind of dropped their notebooks as time went on, but I never stopped.
Any formal training as a poet?
In college, I had Kenneth Koch as a professor, and that was probably the single most important thing that happened to me in college. He was a wonderful professor, a wonderful poet, part of the New York School, a friend of John Ashbery and Frank O'Hara, and a person who really had a sense of humor about writing, about himself, didn't take himself too seriously, but at the same time took his writing very seriously. You know, I don't mean to say that it was all lighthearted fun. It was serious fun. And back to your other question, I realize I didn't answer my poetry aesthetic. I like poetry to have some sort of wit to it. I like there to be a sense that there's somebody you'd like to talk to behind that poem, somebody that would be fun to sit down and talk to and be friends with. And I don't want my poems to have punchlines or be, you know, laugh riots, but I do think there should be more to reading a poem than just emotion. There should also be some wit.
Not necessarily the sort of typical dour New Yorker poem about the death
the New Yorker
of a
strange? Yeah. You read, I would say that 9 poems out of 10 in the New Yorker, I just think, I hate this poem. Not just I don't like, I hate it. But then once in a while, there'll be one that you like. And maybe that's true for all poetry in general. But I don't know, whenever people start talking about poetry in general, I get uncomfortable because I'm not sure there is such a thing as poetry in general. But certainly mm-hmm. there are poets out there who are very serious and whose poems are not the kind of poem that I want to write. I've certainly read a lot of, you know, nature poetry, which is good for those who like that sort of thing. But right. not for me. You know, it's just not what I want to read or write.
Why don't you go ahead and read us something from A Day in Boyland?
It would be my pleasure. This is Thank You Note to the Supposed Lesbian Who Stole My Boyfriend. You and your clingy shirts with girl cartoon characters, your funky glasses and super short haircut. You and your over and over broken heart, knowledge of diners and flea markets, vegetarian recipes. You took him and forgot to say sorry. But then I forgot to say thank you.
Jesse Randall will read tonight in the Jerome P. McHugh Student Commons above the Urban Farm Cafe in the Western Ridge Housing Complex at 1090 North Cascade Avenue on the Colorado College campus. The event is free and open to the general public. For more information, go to coloradocollege.edu. For KRCC, I'm Noel Black.